My name is Jill, and for the last 2 years, I've been recording the memories of people who have worked in community business and social enterprise in Scotland since the 1970s. I've recorded over 20 hours of oral history interviews with 10 fantastic participants, which you'll be able to access via EdShare and the GCU Archive and Special Collections website. But for now, I've selected 3 extracts just to give you a flavour of the rich memories that I've collected. First, you'll hear from Jim Bristow, who has worked in Inverclyde since the 1970s and is currently Chief Executive of Inverclyde Community Development Trust. You'll hear him talk about his first contact with the community business movement and what drew him towards it. You'll then hear from Colin Roxburgh, a community worker who was part of Strathclyde Community Business Team in the 1980s. He discusses how novel Scotland's community business experiment was at the time and the interest it attracted and some of the difficulties in trying to define the movement. Lastly, you'll hear from Susan McGinley, who, along with 4 other local women, started a community business called Clean Care as part of Postal Community Business in the 1980s. Susan talks about some of the impact community business had on people in the area, through which we can begin to connect pathways between community business and action on social determinants of health. I hope you enjoy listening.
My first contact with the community business movement was when I was still a community centre manager, about 1979, when Alan Barr, who later became Professor Barr at Glasgow University, Alan was field work teacher for our community work staff here, and they were looking at the potential of some form of community enterprise, community business, and they hosted a meeting at the Bowlstone Community Centre, and the guest speaker was John Pearce, and I was actually standing at the back of the room listening to this guy, not realising that some years later I would be working inside the movement that he created. So for me, it did make sense. There was a lot of talk of community ownership, much broader kind of community representation than the council that I was working for at the time had a very paternalistic approach to community, whereas what was being described was a real sense of community ownership. So that was my first contact.
So I think just the start of that sense of enterprise was coming in, and then of course we had the kind of the start of Thatcher years, and in a way this was almost a kind of a response to that. It's maybe tapping into some of that, but actually it was a kind of alternative response to it. And actually probably in about 84, 85, we actually had an emissary from Downing Street come up to look at what we were doing. Because one of the interesting things about this was so new, we got visited at LEAP, and particularly Strathclyde Community Business, by people from all over the world, but also including folk from Downing Street, who I remember taking out to Postle and showing them what we're doing there. And them coming away very, very perplexed. And they said, on their way out, they were said, this is fantastic, we're not sure if it's capitalism or Thatcherism or communism. They couldn't work it out. They were definitely perplexed.
A lot of the people that worked with us went on to do their own things. So you enabled a lot of people, and I thought, well, that's good as well, you know. It's not just you that's benefiting, it's not just your employers. They're going on to create employment again in their own ventures. And to my mind, it was such a great idea. It was such a proud moment when you look back and you think, my God, all the work we've created in this area. It rejuvenated quite a lot of the people, you know, it really did. It was a turning point for very many of them who started to see what they could do and what they were worth, rather than being told, oh, you come from Postle or Milton and your Scum and your this and your that. The commitment was amazing.